Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth week of Lent, Tuesday. And Peter, today we're looking at Lorenzo's Oil.
I was thinking when I read the Gospel that it's about healing and Jesus healing, but the man who was 38 years at the pool waiting to get down when the water was stirred so that he'd be healed reminded me that cures don't come instantly. Hence the conclusion, Lorenzo's Oil. It's a very moving story about a young man with muscular dystrophy and his family's great faith that eventually some kind of healing would be found, and they pressurise the doctors, they challenge the medical authorities in order to, force them in some way to really regard patients as patients and to invest a lot of energy in order to find healing. So that was the connection, at least, with this gospel.
We are not asking, doctor, for your anguish or your applause. We are asking merely
I am a scientist, and I'm of absolutely no use to you whatever, unless I can maintain my objectivity.
And I am not a scientist. I am a father.
Very Catholic theme.
It is, and in fact, the O'Donoghues were a Catholic family in the United States, and Susan Sarandon plays the mother, one of her more forceful roles, more akin, I suppose, to Dead Man Walking than some of her more flirtatious and flibbertigibbet films. And Nick Nolte is actually very good as the father. Peter Ustinov appears as one of the doctors whom they have confrontations with. So it's a strong cast. It's very well written. It's a long film, but it's one of those films that I think people become very involved with the characters and also the plight with Lorenzo. And like Jesus wanting the man to be healed, I think we want something to happen for Lorenzo himself.